This is the BBC Home Service.
And I'm getting fed up saying it. I
Steady,
am.
Mr. Greenstreet. Wallace. Wallace, control yourself. Stand by to hear those two sons of filth, Fred Socrates and Partner.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now a little monologue entitled The Canterbury Bells Won't Ring Tonight, The Old Dean's Dropped Another Clanger. It was Christmas night in the workhouse.
I say.
Well, you rude man, will you kindly not interrupt my act when I'm entertaining these nice ladies and gentlemen?
I say, can you tell me what is it that has eight wheels and flies?
What is it that has eight wheels and flies?
Yes, what is it that has eight wheels and flies?
I don't know what is it that has eight wheels and flies.
Youth Corporation Duskarts.
I don't wish to know that. That's why we are
arm in arm together. Just like we used to be.
And so ends a farewell tribute to Kenneth Adam from his dear friends in the highly esteemed Groom Show! London, 1901. That was a good year for England. Well, we'd have looked silly without it, wouldn't we? I remember one lunch hour, I was stalking a pigeon in Trafalgar Square, when suddenly, in my driving mirror, I observed a large crowd of women gathered around a very tall Scotsman. He spoke.
My friends, I will pay 10 shillings to any man who can escape from these chains.
10 shillings? I accept the challenge, Ginger.
Right. Put your hands behind your back. Now let's see if I can get
the... Fool! Little does he know that these iron chains, leg shackles, handcuffs, and straitjacket can't keep me prisoner for more than a second because, dear listener, I am none other than Ned Segun, son of Houdini! Thank you! Yes, son of Houdini, whose book on how to escape I have sewn in the lining of my wig.
Right, now that's it. 10 shillings if you can get out of that lot.
Money for jam. All I have to do is to flick my wrist so, raise my elbow above my nose. Oh, I'll be free in a second. Nothing can hold me. Yes. Me, son of Houdini. Thank you. Now, I raise my right knee and place it under. Yes, I'll be free in a second.
Man, you said that 13 hours ago.
I'm just teasing you.
When I'm just going home.
Oh, no, you don't. Have that 10 shillings ready. I'll be free in a trice. Yeah. Remember, nothing can hold Ned, son of Houdini. Thank you. Now, I'll just stand on my head and slip my waist over my knees. What's the old tennis friend there, huh? I'll get free if I go black in the face.
Man, that's how I got free.
Towards dawn, he left me. Then...
Oh, April in Paris. Chestnut sheen blossom. Oh, what is this chain-covered Charlie in the gutter?
The stranger was a tall, hairy man wearing reversible Jewish socks and an explodable sporran.
Watch eye, mon ami. Tis the braw brought moonlick nick this night.
A Scotsman, by Jove. He approached with his kilt at the high port.
Watch eye.
Watch eye, to be sure. Who are you?
Allow me.
The stranger stepped back, raised the tail of his shirt, and revealed a centrally heated brass nameplate. By the side was a bell.
Sir Pristy Knuckles, it's you again. Come in.
Thank you.
Here, let me take your wet kilt.
Thanks. Now, if I could just get my left leg over my...
Not now. First, you must meet my partner.
The stranger pressed a button in his trousers. A bookcase swung back, revealing a plastic mule rest. From it, he took out a volume. Rapidly, he turned to page 9. On it was a drawing of a door marked Scotland. He knocked.
Archoy! Archoy!
Archoy!
Ah, oh, come in, gentlemen. Oh, here, Neddy. Let me take your kilt.
Thank you. My, it is drafty.
Have a bagpipe.
No, thanks, I'm religious. Now, I'll just get my left leg underneath. A tiger?
Yes.
Don't let him come near me.
Why not?
I've got flu.
Down, pussy. Put the little man down.
Why is that tiger wearing brown boots?
His black ones are at the mender's. Yeah. Have a fresh kilt.
Thank you. Now, excuse me, I must get out of these chains. They can't hold me. Son of Houdini. Now, I'll just get my leg over my right shoulder. Rotate my ankles in circles. Bend my head under my glottis. Stretch my arms around my waist, up my back, under my chin. At the same time, bend my legs up under the base of my skull. How's that?
You silly, twisted boy. Neddy, stop playing that leather euphonium and answer me. Why are you keeping us prisoners here?
What?
A likely story.
It's the truth. Keep away from that tiger.
Why?
It's got flu. And no wonder in this weather. Just look at the snow out of the window.
Yes. It's a pity it's going to waste.
Do you realize, Sigun, that the Sudanese have never seen snow?
Just think, Neddy. You could be the man to hold the first exhibition of British snow in Khartoum. You'd make a fortune.
Really? But I don't own any snow.
Moriarty, the bill of sale. Sign there, would you, my dear? There. That gives you possession of all the snow in England.
Hooray! I'll take it to the Sudan and make my fortune. But first, I'll just get this left leg over here. And the right leg over...
While Mr. Seagoon is in the second day of his lightning escape act, we see approaching the French coast a celluloid lift containing a harmonica player with a ginger glass eye, Max Geldray.
Thank you.
The White Box of Great Bardfield, Part 2. And I'm surprised it's got this far.
Having spent all my life savings on buying all the snow in England, I realized that I had cornered the world market. Next, I contacted England's greatest and only snow packer.
I can't get the wood, you know.
Good morning.
You can't come in.
And why not?
Our tiger's got flu.
I don't wish to catch that.
No.
Mr. Crunk, I want to transport 100 tons of snow to the Sudan. I understand that you are skilled in this dying craft.
Yes. You can't get the wood, you know.
Can't you?
No, you can't get it at all. Do you know Molly Nasher?
No, why?
She can't get the wood out. You can't get it, you know.
I'll be murdered in a bed for you.
Yes. Now, Mr. Crunk, please.
Yes?
Will you accept the task of transporting my snow to Khartoum?
Khartoum?
Yes.
Poor old Jim Tigernuts.
Jim Tigernuts? What about him?
He couldn't get the wood either. He had to put them in cardboard boxes.
What was he?
An undertaker, you know.
I don't wish to know that. No.
Minnie? Stop that modern crazy rhythm singing. You sinful woman.
You're a square, buddy. You're corny.
Never you mind about who's corny. You put that tiger down.
This tiger's not well, buddy. He's got flu.
Never you mind, buddy.
Buddy.
I don't tell me. It's no good trying to tell me whether I'm old and square. Minnie? Oh, dear. Where have you gone? Oh. Tiger. Good tiger. Oh, dear. Open your mouth. Min, are you down there?
Yes. I'm just going to bed.
Come out of there. Tigers aren't meant to be slept in, you know. You mustn't come out at once and...
Stop this madness!
And can't get the wood, you know.
I understand that. Mr. Kraner, I'm going down to the docks to commandeer a ship. I want all my snow boxed and crated and delivered to the quay tomorrow.
Poor tiger, he's got the flu, you
we'll
know.
We'll all be murdered in our tigers.
Ladies and gentlemen, a word to listeners who may have been perplexed by the recurring appearance of a tiger with influenza. The RSPCA have asked me to point out that on no account would they permit the employment of a tiger in a poor state of health. The tiger appearing on this program has not got flu, but is just acting the part of a tiger with flu. Snow on high ground, rain in places, part 3. We join Seagoon at the docks.
I'll just get my left elbow under the right armpit and I'll be free in a second. What's that? Who owns this tiger?
Hello.
I found myself looking into the face of a ragged idiot wearing a tin sou'wester, carrying a flannel anchor, and leading a tiger.
You know, he's got flu.
Wait. Why is that tiger wearing brown boots?
His black ones are tremendous.
No. What I mean is, why does a tiger wear boots?
Well, it's lucky.
Why?
Well, what other tiger's got two pairs of boots to wear? Anyhow, he's got flu.
I don't wish to know that. Let me tell you, you're talking to the son of Houdini. Now, long lad, tell me, where can I hire a ship to take me to Africa?
Ah, where can you hire a ship to take you to Africa? Yeah. Oh, let me see. There's, I know some fellas. I know these fellas, yep. Let me see. Jim Cronje? No, not him. Nope. He comes out the wood, you know, that fella. Another fella. There's a fellow in Deptford. No, not him. It shouldn't be difficult, you know. It shouldn't be difficult. I got quite a few fellows, and let me think now. What was the question again?
Echo. I want a ship of supplies.
Supplies? Oh, how about milk?
Yes, I suppose I'll need some.
Oh, good. Because me and my partner are in the milk business.
Who's your partner?
A cow.
Alas, poor Eccles. I knew him well. Right. Now, has anyone here got a ship for hire?
Yes, I have. Enter Blue Bottles. Sticks head through porthole, cops dirty big bus and spanner on nut. Splun! Oh, I don't like this game.
Tell me more, little heavily pimpled stranger.
You want a ship? I have a ship. A proud ship. Thinks. I have a ship, a proud ship.
Where is it, little Nelson?
Here it is. Springs forward onto deck of proud ship. Springe! This is my rocket ship. See, I will demonstrate its power to you. I stand on the deck and light the rocket fuse so.
Why aren't you on it?
Because... the ship has gone. Thinks. Then what is Blue Bottle standing on? I'm drowned in the dead in water. Look, all the silver papers come off my cardboard cutlass. My best trousers are wetted. This means I'll have to wear Mum's old drawers while they dry. Exits left to hear Ray Illington's Quentin.
Sally, Sally, don't ever wonder where you're from, the alley and me. Sally, pride of our alley, you're more than the whole world to me. When skies are blue, you're beguiling. When skies are gray, you're still smiling, smiling. Sally, Sally, marry me, Sally, you're more than the whole world to me. Now let's get together and have a bit of a do like I. She's a lassie from Lancashire. I said that she's a lassie from Lancashire.
John Fraser! I said Sally came from Lancashire. Now let's have some real Lancashire music. All right? Lancashire music. That's it. That's Lancashire. Sally, my Sally, she's the pride of her alley. Sally, Sally, Melanie, Sally. Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai, Sally? Sally, don't ever wander away from the alley of me. Spank the baby over there, trolling off the ego. I said, Sally, boobala, marry me, Sally. You're more than the whole world to me. Who's your mama? That's nice. Sally, Sally, pride of our alley. You're more than the whole world to me. Be my love, for no one else can end this yearning. You're more than the whole world to me.
We come now to the great day when Ned Segoon arrived at Port Sudan with the 400 boxes for the first great exhibition of British snow in the Sudan. At the quayside, Major Dennis Bloodnock, con man and bar.
All lies, do you hear me? All lies. I swear on my convict's uniform. Now, Neddy, you've brought the snow.
Yes, 100 tons.
Bravo for the old country. What's its name again?
Fred.
That's it. Long live Fred. Now, into this sack and I'll take you to the great exhibition hall. Here we are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. Now, ladies, gentlemen, and wogs, Mr. Ned Segoon will now cut the ribbon on the first box of British snow.
Abdul. The scissors.
I can't get the safe open, Uray.
Safe? What are the scissors doing in the safe?
Scissors are made of gold.
Gold?
Uray.
Steady, Dennis. You can't get the safe open, you say? Well, let's see if old Dennis can do it, eh? Yes, now, just put on me running shoes. Now, how wide's this safe? 3 foot, eh? You walk there. Clear a lane 3 foot wide from here to the door. Now, before I open the safe, so that no one will know my secret methods, will you all close your eyes? Have you all done that? Splendid, splendid. Now,
What's that? Good heavens,
what's the matter, lad?
The safe's gone.
Good heavens, can't I turn my back for a moment? Never mind, lad. It so happens that by the merest chance, I have a pair of golden scissors on me. There, cut the ribbon.
Ladies and gentlemen, unaccustomed as I am to public speaking...
Yeah, never mind that. Cut the tape. Go on.
I now pronounce the box of British snow open.
Murderer.
Oh, no! The snow's gone! The box is full of water!
Egad, the heat of the sun's melted it.
Who stole my snow and put water in its place, eh? I'm ruined!
But this water will sell for huge sums to tribesmen living in the Sahara Desert.
Oh? How can I get there?
Quite simple. By the merest chance,
yes?
I have outside 100 camels and provisions for 6 weeks. They're yours for £20.
Right, there.
Thank you. Forward!
Very, very excited. Expect to make a fortune selling my cardboard boxes of water to natives.
Traveled all night to avoid sun.
I travel all day to avoid the moon.
I travel by train to avoid Eccles.
I travel by Eccles to avoid the train. Under my leg? Oh! When I shake our legs at the mud wall city of El Pong.
You come, my city Pong. My people all pong. Me pong.
Let me talk to him in his own language. Now, what's your language?
You watch yours, ladies present. Hey, you got water in cardboard box for tribe? We need water. Me give you money. Here.
Oh, thank you very much. Where can I keep it all?
Lad, it just so happens I have here a replica of the safe that was stolen in the Sudan. I'll keep it for you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, and now, so that no one will learn the secret combination of the lock, will everybody please close their eyes while I unlock it? Are they closed? Right. Oop!
I never saw him again.
Now I'll just get my left leg over
me
my elbow.
Me no wish to know that. Show him water. Pong people need him water.
Yes. Right. I'll just open this cardboard box.
Cardboard box empty, God blimey. Only steam.
Curses. It's evaporated.
Moriarty!
Yes?
I'm ruined again. Will no one help me? This shake will kill me.
Don't worry, Neddy. I can come to an amicable agreement with him.
Oh, good.
Oh, shake.
Yeah?
Just a shallow hole, Moriarty. Now, Neddy, I know a place where they'll pay anything for old cardboard boxes.
Where?
England.
What do they want them for?
Well, you see, the idea is they pack snow into them and ship them to the Sudan. No, the
no, no,
the
no, leave me alone! Leave me alone! Because I can just really get my left leg under my right arm.
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Railington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.